On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some low-cal hazy IPA as we talk about Bug, Peace, Smiley Brothers, Temperance, and the U.S. Beer Open. All that more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're back. There is, I don't know.
High energy from Loose Keys. I love it.
This summer and the podcast, man, we've been all over the place. And now, new location, or we got to find a new home for our...
Yeah, so not settled yet. We're recording on the deck. Mm-hmm. And
we're taking advantage of Chicago weather, right?
Yeah, there's a flag right behind us.
Yeah.
And it's perfect out, so...
You probably got some cicadas in the background if you're listening to the audio.
Yeah, and we'll see how it goes. When's the last time we recorded outside like this? We were at Ravinia, but that wasn't outside, right? That was with Mass, so that was the most... Pilot Project.
Pilot Project was kind of outside with the train going by.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got people yelling, we got cars, cicadas,
yeah,
planes.
All we're missing is a CTA, man.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like we got to take advantage, though, of the weather here. We're going to come down to, like... What, 2 months tops being outside now?
Yeah, winter's coming. 50s next week. Mm-hmm. It's just going to suck. I'm with you. This was a good call.
Yeah, so there are lost Beer Pass episodes now out there that we can kind of date.
I can never tell when you're playing.
Beer Under Glass, because we thought we were hyping it up, talking about it on those episodes.
Yeah.
And then Beer Under Glass happened, and I was like, oh, I can't put out these episodes that talk about us talking about Beer Under Glass.
It's a periodical show in a sense, right? Time sensitive.
Yeah.
So maybe we do one of those things where every, you know, we listen to them, and then if there's something that is outside of the time sense, conversation-wise, we can put out little snippets.
Yeah.
Little fun snippets from the lost episodes.
So.
That's funny.
I know. I think our official last episode at the studio was revealing those Bourbon Counties.
Yeah. You ready for Whiskey and Coke Bourbon County this year?
I hear that one is really good.
See?
I heard. They've all been packaged, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Because that party is usually before the World Series. So that party is usually, mid-October. The tasting is usually mid-October.
So after the Sox take it?
Maybe for the week of the championship round.
Okay.
We can have it in the background at Goose, and we can enjoy Whiskey and Coke Bourbon County and
Golden Ale. Sox Golden Ale, right?
Actually sounds that's quite the scene. I like that.
Yeah, I'm going there tomorrow.
Okay.
Or it's be 9/11, and so yeah, puffy vest day at the stadium apparently.
Oh shit, yeah. You know, they have a weird sizing thing, like you can get a medium or an extra large. No matter what the giveaway. If it's clothing, it's medium and XL.
I would always, you'd always get the biggest, right?
And yeah.
Try to shrink it or whatever. I don't know about puffy vest, though.
I mean, come on, puffy vest. That's probably the best giveaway of the year so far. Are you kidding me? Puffy vest day, and then the following day is soccer jersey night.
Okay.
Los White Sox soccer jersey.
Nice. Yeah. So I'll get to hear, or I'll get to finally see what this Craft Cave is all about.
Check you out.
And I don't know, go
there's the
Lazy
Rev
River on the Goose Island.
There's the Goose Island. There's the Craft Cave. There's Rev Social Bar. It's nice. It's a good hang, that place. Okay. That place is a good hang.
We'll be in the 100 level around third base.
So. Nice. Nice. I think we're, it might be 500.
Okay.
Not sure. Got to check.
I don't know if we can hang out.
It's far.
You're all the way up to the 500 levels.
You know, that's my new style, man. All my picks this year are 500 level picks.
Okay.
Like me wearing my fancy shoes with a beer and nobody around me and like the third from the last row in the building. That's all I've been doing all year.
But they're doing really well, so it's probably less. There's way more people there
now. Oh, it's going to be crazy Saturday. And they're playing a first place team too.
Sox, right? Oh, Sox. Are they Sox are also first place?
Yeah. Whew. I love how we're slipping in like some hardcore White Sox talk on this show. It's making me happy.
Well, and then, you know, we always talk about the beer we're drinking, which we forgot to get into, but we're going low-cal here.
Yeah.
And it's not even solo.
That beer was rough, man. And but you know, it was crisp. It had the crisp German hops on a solo. Yeah. So I didn't hate it.
This is a low-cal, low ABV beer I can get behind here.
Yeah, man. Deadhead IPA series from Distill.
Yeah, down in Normal.
Man, I remember Operation Overload, St. Dakara, their sour series. Dos Fedonia, isn't that? I think that's Distill, right?
Yeah, they were. Distill was the like craft beer darling there with all the sours for a while.
Yeah. Really one of the better breweries in Illinois when I first got into beer. Mm-hmm. Like, this is 99 calories, Citra, Cascade, Summit, and Simcoe.
Yeah. I think it's those like classic hops that are making me really like this.
All the flavor, none of the guilt.
And the, I don't know, the can like jumped out at me. And yeah, we try to drink more Chicago beer than Illinois beer, but I was like, Distill, we haven't done them in, I don't know, forever, if ever.
Yeah, this might be a first.
Whoa. Nice.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked this up, man. I haven't had a Distill beer in a while.
Tall boy cans. Feels like I found this beer too late for the summer. Or maybe it just came out too. But it seems like a good like boat beer or patio beer.
Soundboard.
That's the name of it.
That's the name of the beer.
So I wonder if the Deadhead IPA series is all low-cal beers or if they're just IPA series.
Yeah. Low-cal with some flavor. Yeah. Not as much flavor as that solo. But I like the flavor in this a little bit more.
One reason I think I like these hops so much, and it was last night I was over at Peace, and they had a beer with Amarillo, and it was probably Centennial or Cascade in it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. I know we've dogged on Peace beers a little bit.
I think we were a little critical.
The Golden Arm is currently still garbage.
Yeah.
This was Frog and Toad, and it was nice.
Okay.
Session Pale Ale.
Yeah. I still kind of wish Peace would come out and have, like, an official... I mean, obviously not a passing of the torch because Jonathan's gone, but just like a Q&A with the new brewer, right? Mm-hmm. About his direction versus what they were doing, because they kind of hang their hat on all those styles that were winning those awards, and it seems that they're going away from that just a little bit. And yeah. But there's been no real kind of talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of doing it, which, I mean, that's fine, but, you know, be nice to know a little bit more.
Yeah, I wanted to see Oktoberfest on. I feel like Peace usually has an Oktoberfest, but they didn't this time.
Wait, no.
It's not on yet. Maybe too early.
Where's Camel Toe?
That's never coming back.
Come on. What about Moose Knuckle?
I don't know. What's that? That's the barley wine.
That's the barley wine, yeah.
I would hope Festivus is still a thing.
We'll see.
But yeah, over at Peace last night, feeling a little better about the new beers. I would not drink any previous beers, like the Golden Arm, the Top Heavy. There's a stout, too, that they somehow have on. But so stay away from anything you remember and drink the new ones.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, we talked a little bit about those lost episodes and the reason Bug, Beer Under Glass. And it happened, and I went to it. Nick chickened out. And
I bailed at the last minute, man. Yeah. No, still not ready. Still not ready. Which is funny, because I'm at fucking Size Games. Like, it's going out of style.
I know. Not ready for Beer Fest.
I don't feel obligated to talk to people at Size Games, though. So I feel like it's a little different, you know.
But Beer Under Glass was all outside. And it was two sessions, so less people per session, but technically more people total. or potentially it could have been more people total.
Yeah, I think we said 1,000 people per session. And this was the first time they had two sessions.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think either one sold out.
Okay. That's a tough play. You got to go all the way to the west side, and it starts at, like, what, 3, right?
Yeah.
So you got to be heading out west in the 2 o'clock hour on a Friday. So you kind of, you know, you kind of got to call off work a little bit there.
I biked from Irving Park here all the way to Garfield Park.
How was your ride down there? That could be a nice ride.
It wasn't too bad. It takes you on, like, a bike lane or kind of, like, side streets a lot of the way, and then it's year before traffic, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay. Yeah. I make my way down there sometimes.
Okay.
Just a nice cruise to Garfield Park.
Nice. But beer under glass this time, all outside, no indoor things. Let's see. A couple standouts was I got to have Milk Money beer.
LaGrange.
LaGrange, yeah. Yeah. That was really good. That was a beer I remember having of the day. Like, I don't remember what I had, but I remember being like, oh, their beer is way better than I expected it to be, and it was good.
Yeah. Their tap room stands out on IG, and they kind of come out of nowhere. Like, I don't know any, like, previous brewers that were somewhere else and started that joint.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't know much about Milk Money.
I saw Brian Simcoe from Blue Island. He has a, like, crazy beard and, I think, long hair. He did not look like him. And he was like, hey, Brad. I was like, oh, what? Who are... It's Brian. I didn't recognize him at all.
I like Blue Island, man. That's actually one of the first beers I get when I'm out at one of the games.
Sox.
Yeah.
I saw Will Turner, Open Outcry. He was pouring.
Right on.
Jana from Haymarket was... She's running around there because it's a... They're part of it, or, you know, they help make sure this happens. So so she was around. Saw Twisted Hippo.
Right on, Carl and Marilee.
Yeah.
How was the layout? Because, you know, there's a ton of space back there. They got the kind of wooded trails, right?
Yeah.
And then they have, like, this little labyrinth on the side. And then they have this huge grass with a terrace in the very rear. Like, how did they spread out all the breweries?
They used them all.
Okay, all that stuff was kind of all spread out? Okay.
Every spot that would have had beer previously still had beer. So it felt like you only went to half the fest because it wasn't any, like, more breweries in the terrace. Maybe there was a few more, but then there was, like, a few breweries, like, where the porta potties and, like, I don't know, like, there used to be, like, a tent that sometimes had, like, special rare tappings. There's a bunch of breweries over there. There was a lot down this little trail off to the right side. It was just well put together. There was no lines. No one was ever waiting in line. I didn't notice anyone, like, being the brewery that everyone had to stand in line for, like, a phase 3 or something like that.
Or, like, remember Half Acres Fest, Far and Away?
Yeah.
And, other half. Everyone was in line for Other Half for some reason.
Yeah.
People see the line and they all join the line.
No one was in line and everyone was pretty just tame and they didn't seem like beer people. It seemed like a different crowd.
Hmm.
It seemed like maybe people that just were like, I'm ready to do something.
Like...
Maybe those beer people were there at night, but everyone there was just like, I just wanted to do anything.
Oh, just to get out the house?
Yeah.
No, I hear you. Some crews like Goose, they act up pretty bad at those things. Okay. Like, I think the last time I had King Henry was at a Bug, the last Bug I went to. So
Goose was pouring. I didn't stop by because I was like, I didn't need a Goose beer.
Yeah.
Had some Spiteful was pouring their Oktoberfest, I want to say. But I stuck to a lot of pale ales and pilsners, and it was warm that day, especially biking, so I was pretty hot. So I was like, I want anything like under 6%. I don't think I did any hazies. Everything was like a crisp pilsner, lager, pale ale kind of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good, man.
Do you feel bummed you missed it?
I saw your picks, and I don't have that glass, So because
I don't have that glass. It's got stem, now.
It's got, it's like some, it's got stemware this year. It's never really been stemware. So
I just left it. I was gonna bike with that.
Yeah. And I feel like you know what you would do if you went, right? You know the kind of stuff you would try to capture, and you know, mm-hmm. I kind of missed that part of it. Okay. You know, because it's like I got to see Brad's view of it, but then I didn't really see anyone else's view of it. So now it made me wish I was there a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure I captured less stuff. There was less pictures to take because I was by myself. So I was like, I'll take a few and post them, but it wasn't like anything like maybe crazy in years past. Like I got to catch all these moments and do everything. It was more reserved.
Okay. A little more subdued.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they were filling like on the sanitation side of it. They were taking your cups and filling them like with from taps and everything.
Kind of like normal.
Normal. Brian said he had like he had hand sanitizer, like spray. He was spraying glasses. He's like, I didn't know what we were gonna do. Like, Great Taste was a little more strict, I think.
Yeah, I think Great Taste was all pitchers.
Right.
And the pit, you know, we come to the glass.
Yeah. So no, they would take your glass and touch it and fill it up and
touch it.
Yeah. I believe there was places to fill up water. That were just kind of like anyone could use. So it was like a little bit of like, yeah, we're not doing anything different.
Okay.
You need to take your priorities in your own hand here.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
That's their best event. So it's cool that they were able to pull it off.
Yeah. When talking to Jana, the other event we didn't go to was Oak Park Micro Brew.
Oh, yeah. It was like the week before, right?
Yeah, and she said they had more people at this year's than they did in 2019.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
I wonder what that's attributed to. You know, I don't know if they do the best job of
promoting it.
I mean, you rarely hear about it at
all.
I
know. So, who knew to go? More people knew to go.
Wow. Yeah, more people did. Wow. Okay.
And then, but they no Replica Ale, nothing like that, just Oak Park Fest. So.
Yeah, that's probably the best, if you're talking like 1-2 punch of beer events over like back-to-back weeks, mm-hmm. It's probably Oak Park and
yeah, and she said they skipped Great Taste because they did Oak Park and then they had to do Bug and they're like,
they're probably
too much.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't even bother going up there.
Mm. All right.
That was my adventures over the last couple of weeks here. How about you?
Yeah, you went to a straight-up beer fest. Yeah. We haven't talked about that in a while. I just hit some old haunts, man. I went to Half Acre. You know, they're selling off all their assets. So I went to Balmoral.
Okay.
Just for brunch. And they had a... You know, it's funny. We met this guy. His name's Jerry, and he says he's the mayor of Half Acre. And he gave us a little tuna pin, which was kind of cool. Okay. And, you know, and he's like, you know, tuna's coming back, you know. But he was rebuking all the things that I'd heard on the last trip to Half Acre. So remember the last time I told you I went to Half Acre, and, like, the president's like, yeah, we got the license. You don't be surprised if you see another location.
Right.
And the next half of On and On is going to be a barley wine. So then I'm talking to the mayor of Half Acre, and he's like telling me the exact opposite things. Man. That
who do you believe, the president or the mayor?
So I'm like, because you know, if you're the mayor, I'm like, well, let's talk a little bit, you know. And I'm like, so hey, man, what's going on with On and On? He's like, well, we're introducing our own barley wine, so we don't know if On and On is going to make an appearance.
So they might not be the second one?
That's what, I mean, so now I'm confused, man. Mm. That kind of bummed me out.
What are we going to do? We got another can.
Yeah, and he didn't think that you might not see a second location, which is his assessment. Okay. So, conflicting reports, nothing official out of Half Acre. And this is just all kind of hearsay, but.
Is he like, being the mayor, he's like an unofficial guy, is he just like the guy that shows up the most? And like, Dude, you're just here a lot.
It was a fun.
He doesn't get paid. The president of Half Acre is like the president.
He's probably into actual governance at Half Acre, the president, right? Oversight and governance at Half Acre. That's probably what the president's doing. The mayor is kind of an unofficial thing, for sure.
Yeah. So this is all hearsay.
But it kind of got me. And then he mentioned what everyone knows now about Lincoln going back at it for like a month before they officially hand it over to Hot Butcher.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, so Lincoln's open. They're pouring Gossamer.
Was that just?
I think they just wanted to have a proper send-off for that old brew pub. You know, that equipment was in some other craft breweries. I think that equipment came from Sky.
Wait, they had the Gossamer?
Yeah, and Gossamer's pouring. I think Over Ale's pouring.
What?
They're going out with, like, bringing back some of the classics over the next 3 weeks.
You have to go over there for a Gossamer. No food, though, right?
I don't think so. I think it's just... And then they got a farewell beer, which is kind of like the passing of the torch beer with Hot Butcher. So the last beer they pour, I think, is going to be a collab between the two.
Okay.
Yeah. So so Half Acre's always a good hang.
Yeah.
You know, I'm up in Rogers Park, so we rode bikes to Smiley Brothers and to Temperance.
Okay.
Temperance is running a crazy concert series, so they don't open until 5. So... Man, Twista, these all different concerts. Twista, Big Boy from Outkast, Parliament Funkadelic. George Clinton's like 80 years old. Oh, but anyway, all these concerts are running out in their, you've been up there for
the parking lot.
In the parking lot. They space is what they call it.
Okay.
Oh, so they weren't open. Not even for to-go beer, you know. Yeah. But the concerts were free. That sounded pretty cool.
Oh.
I didn't go back for the concerts, though.
So are they still running or are they done?
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend. Yeah. Okay. Some pretty big names, man.
Yeah. But then you went to Smiley.
I went to Smiley Brothers.
Picked up some beer.
I picked up the Purple Line.
Okay.
Purple Line is a 2-time GABF winner in the fruit beer category. So it's a Hef, but it's like a hibiscus Hef. So it's Evanston's version of Rosa, basically.
Oh.
But it's got blackberry and blueberry.
But you like it.
It looks great in pics. It's big and purple. It has very much a neutral, slightly fruity taste, like Rosa.
Okay.
I don't think Rosa is very fruity at all, actually.
No.
Rosa's red in color, but has like a very neutral taste, which is weird to me. Like, what does it taste like? What does Rosa taste like?
Tastes like old wine. We've said this before. It tastes like old wine.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that.
Okay. You're going to get in trouble, man. You went to Temperance and Smiley, and you didn't go to Sketchbook. You know Sean Curry listens, and it's going to be real disappointing.
And I'll be honest with you, that I probably could have had a better time at Sketchbook, just hanging out in the garage doors, you know, drinking an orange door, you know. I should have just went to, looking back on it. You know, I'm probably going to Sketchbook this weekend.
Right.
You know, it's funny, I haven't been since you and I went. When we did the show.
Okay. I haven't gone to the Skokie location yet, so that's definitely on the list to check out.
You kind of got to commit, though, because, like, you're going those two things, you know.
Skokie?
Yeah. No, Smiley and Temperance. If you're
They're
going...
a little closer, yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I have a friend that lives closer to Sketchbook, so more likely to go to Sketchbook than the other two.
That might be my romp this weekend, man. Slide through Sketchbook.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Anything else you hit up or drank or?
No, it was slow motion for me, man. Just got out, hit 3 breweries. Actually went to 2 of them.
Nice. Okay.
And that was about it.
Cool. All right. Then, do we have any events or news or what's happening out here? What's happening on the streets?
The streets are talking. There was a little bit of news. The 2021 U.S. Open Beer Championships happened recently.
Okay.
So the U.S. Open Beer Championships, if I got this right, I'm just looking at when
this has anything to do with like the U.S. Open, like the actual tennis?
It happens during the tennis tournament. No, it does not.
There's a golf and tennis?
There's a golf and tennis U.S. Open.
And now there's a beer.
Now there's a beer U.S. Open. Hmm. So GABF is the oldest festival in the country for awards.
Okay.
This thing, the first U.S. Open for beer, it was 2009.
Okay.
So, not super long. When I went to Bombs Away, Schiller Park. What's the name of that fucking brewery? They had a ton of U.S. Open awards. You know, it's by the
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse, thank you. Yeah. They had a ton of U.S. Open awards. Okay. So Microphone posted that they won. So then it made me want to see, like, well, who else enters to these competitions? So I can run down the top 10 breweries in 2021 at the U.S. Open Beer Championships.
All right.
All right, number 10, Sun King.
Okay.
Number 9, Niagara College Teaching Brewery in Ontario.
This is the U.S. Open. This is in Ontario? No. They're out. They're disqualified.
I actually don't know numbers 9 through 2. Number 1 is Toppling Goliath.
Okay.
Out of Iowa. Yeah. So I'm kind of curious.
Let me hear these other ones.
All right. Number 2 is Shell's Brow Brewing in Tennessee.
Okay.
Motor Works Brewing in Florida. Hmm. Wellington Brewery in Ontario.
Two Canadian breweries?
Yeah, that's wild as hell. Number 5 is Big Ditch Brewing in New York. Number 6, Maine and Six Brewing Company in Florida. There's an Oregon brewery on the list. Oregon City Brewing is number 7. Barrel Chest Brewing is number 8. Fretboard Brewing is number 9. And then we talked about Niagara College and Sun King.
Whoa, that's a list of... Yeah, that's a crazy list.
Never heard of a lot of these, other than Toppling Goliath and other than a Microphone. So... Let's see if we can find some local winners other than Microphone. Schoolcraft up in Michigan won for Australian Style Pale Ale. They won a gold for College Pale.
Australian Style Pale?
Australian Style Pale Ale.
Okay.
Let's see who else we got here.
Maybe people just didn't know about it yet or hadn't heard about this.
It's 10 years old. Imperial Stout category, Toppling Goliath took the gold. Hunapu from Cigar City took the silver. Okay. And there was a tie for bronze. Cafe Diala from Braxton Brewing in Kentucky. A tie with Blind Fury from Short Fuse.
Okay.
So Short Fuse won again at this place. So
man.
So good for them.
Good for Short Fuse because not that I don't think well of them, but they're just not on my list of places to hit up all the time.
And then Schiller Park's not on your route, huh?
Nah, usually. Although, you know, the Chicago Dogs are in the playoffs, so, and they're right there.
where do they play?
They play at the Rosemont Stadium right there.
I see. That's the greatest ball cap of all time right there. Chicago Dogs, Chicago Dogs hat is pretty sweet, man. It's pretty fucking sweet. American Cream Ale and Metazoa Brewing in Indiana. They took a bronze for a nap in the hammock. Only reason I bring that up is because John Hall, who used to work at Fire Rabbit, left to go to this brewery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who else? Oh, Barrel Aged Stouts. So Microphone took the gold with Sir Blinzalot. KBBS 2020 from Toppling Goliath, also tied for gold. Man, Microphone took the silver, too, with She Blinzalot. So gold for Sir Blinzalot. And silver for She Blends a Lot. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Damn, okay.
Well, yeah. So, I think that's it for the U.S. Open beer.
Huh, that's a cool little event there. Nice. Yeah. Anything else you see or happening right now?
No, I think that's it. Just Oktoberfest all over the place.
Okay. What happened? I know you posted a picture... with Dark Lord recently.
Yeah.
What happened to Dark Lord this year?
Floyd's teased, a couple weeks ago about stay tuned because something was happening, right? So I grabbed an old Dark Lord pick because it was on the Bears, fleece.
Right.
And NFL just started. But Dark Lord last year was a drive-through Dark Lord, and they didn't have any new Dark Lord. It was a seller raid for Dark Lord, right? So there hasn't been a proper Dark Lord in 2 years. Now, we know they made it because there's barrel-aged variants every year. So it had to be made. So where's 2020 Dark Lord has not been released yet. I'm going to Floyd's real quick.
Yeah, see, what's up with that? That seems weird. We're running out of time here. Are they just going to dump it in stout season as well?
And it's hard to get a read on those guys, man. Yeah, there's just this one picture about Stay Tuned for Dark Lord 2020 or 2021.
Weird. All right. I guess we'll leave it in there. Leave it there. Stay Tuned for Dark Lord 2021.
Yeah, this is a picture from details coming in late September.
Oh, late September. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a barrel of barrel aged Dark Lord.
They're just gonna dump that shit with all the other stouts that happen.
August 25th. They were the first ones to close from the pandemic. Remember?
Yeah.
They kind of jumped the gun and said we're permanently closing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Always dug Dark Lord as a party, and I actually liked some of the variants. It'd be nice to get my hands on another bottle. I had Lodestar. The picture was Lodestar. That was wine barrels, like dessert wine barrels, like some sweet ass wine barrels, but it had toasted coconut in it.
Okay.
So that was one of my favorite ones, and that was my only bottle. So I'd love to get some more. But yeah, it's a good question. Out of the 10 variants they release, and that's why I think that's where BCS, as much as we talk shit about BCS, of the BCS variants and the Dark Lord variants, you're more likely to have more BCS variants that you would enjoy.
True.
I mean, now some of the Dark Lord variants go a little higher as far as like, oh shit, like flavor wise, it's like, well, man, this is of the.
But they go a little lower.
They are, exactly. They're a lot more volatile.
Big highs and big lows.
Yeah.
And Bourbon County's like.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, you're going to like half of these. You never say that about the Dark Lord variants.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that. Stay tuned here. We should be back on a regular schedule now, hopefully. Getting these episodes out to everybody as we get into the fall season here where lots of fun beers get released. So, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass Twitter, Instagram. We got to get our picture game back up, our real game back up. So check us out there and ChicagoBeerPass.com. Take care.
Cheers.